Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, are presented by Progressive Insurance. I asked Matt Miller, guys, draft analyst, for like best case scenario comps to college players, to, you know, NFL players. And when this name came up, what I got was Marshall Faulk. That was the comp. Bijan Robinson, NFL draft prospect, one of the most exciting players in this draft, former Texas running back. Morning, Bijan. Uh-oh, Bijan, we can't hear you. We're going to have to fix that volume. All right. Well, so as you've seen, that's just a little tease of Bijan Robinson. Now what do we do?
You talk about what he could potentially be, right, where he could potentially go. You talk about the NFL. You talk about the draft.
Well, you're the football guy, so where could he
potentially
go?
Well, you were the one sitting there talking about where should we go. No, I think you said Marshall Faulk. Marshall Faulk's a good comp, but Marshall could also line up and detach from the formation and play receiver. Mm-hmm. I think when you look at Bijan, though, he is a downhill runner with a lot of explosiveness in between the tackles. He also can play on the perimeter. When Steve Sarkisian first got there, he was somewhat put in a little bit of a rotation, so it took him a while to get going and win the coaching staff over. And once he did that, the rest was history. Running backs in this day and age, for whatever reason, people feel like they shouldn't be selected in the first round. I disagree. I think if you can play and you are a guy who could change things for your team, no one ever said that Eric Dickerson shouldn't go in the first round or Eddie George, or I can just go on and on about running backs that have gone in the first round. Saquon Barkley went in the first round. Nobody's complaining about that.
Bijan Robinson's been compared to Saquon Barkley also. Good morning.
Good morning, man. How you guys doing? You guys hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
We got you.
I hear you, but I also hear that Lamborghini noise out in the back.
Yeah, man. I mean, shoot. It's a cool little car.
It's a cool little gadget. Let me ask you this, though, real quick, though. So you're getting ready to get drafted, most likely going in the first round. You done already got a Lamborghini. You're already at the top. What's next?
Nah, man, I mean, for me, you know, that's just more of like the worldly material stuff. I mean, that's what you get in NIL. It was a blessing to just be a part of that. But for me, that's just the start of something that I want to do in this next league. But I mean, that was cool then. But obviously, you know, that can't be my focus here. But
absolutely, what's this draft process been like for you so far since the end of the season?
Yeah, it's been great. It's been a smooth process. You know, just building a lot of relationships and, you know, understanding, you know, who teams are, who guys are. And, you know, for me, I've been enjoying it, just, you know, getting to know different coaches, getting to know different GMs, and, you know, even the scouts, and understanding, you know, what we're trying to do. It's been fun. It's been fun to be a part of it, man.
What was that?
What was that? The radio? I think we might have lost it.
In a music studio? What's going on over there? Someone's in a session?
He's trying to figure it out, man. Let him be. He's trying to figure it out.
How do you feel about the state of the running back position, Bijan?
Bijan, you there? You good? I think we lost him again. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we lost sound.
Yeah,
on
I think.
Well, see, he spent all that NIL money on the Lamborghini.
Man, stop, man. Stay out of this man's pocket.
Had to get better comms in the
stay
house.
Stay out of this man's
no,
pocket.
They gave him the Lamborghini. He didn't pay for that.
Yeah.
Texas made sure he was straight.
Wait, Bijan, are you back? No. All right, we're having a few technical difficulties.
We got to try to figure out how to get this audio working, man. Sorry about that. Just sit tight. We're gonna figure it out.
Yeah. All right, we'll figure it out.
Key, I wanted to ask you. So, like, you know, now with the way the league looks at the running back position. You know, and sometimes, you know, you hear players talk about this, like, hey, they are a generational talent, but the timing for that position is off. Is that one of these situations for a guy like Bijan? Like, he's a generational talent, but if we look at how we value the running back position by always looking at the new and upcoming guy that you can get for cheaper, is the timing off for him?
No, that's what I say. He's going to go in the first round. he will probably be the only running back to go in the first round. And whoever gets him, whether it's the Eagles or the Cowboys, those are the two teams that most people feel like may try to pluck him. The Cowboys, obviously, Zeke was there. He's no longer there. And then you have Miles Sanders, who left in free agency. Although Rashawn Penny came over from Seattle, he's no Bijan Robinson. So I think wherever he goes, a team will certainly get a gem, no question about it, because he can pick them up and put them down with the best of them. I kind of like his running style. I don't know where this you don't have to draft a running back in the first round came from. I have no idea.
Well, let's ask Bijan Robinson about it. What do you think? How do you feel about the state of the running back position?
Yeah, B, I was going to ask you. I was reading an article about you the other day, and the headline of the article was Bijan Robinson, a generational NFL draft talent in the wrong generation. What do you think about
that? I mean, you know, obviously, you know, I understand it. You know, there's a lot of perspectives, and I know that guys in the running back position, you know, maybe don't pan out for a long time. But I feel that for me, you know, I think that it's important, you know, to really value the versatility in running backs and their games. And, you know, I pride that, you know, largely just because I love to, you know, to play the slot, play the receiver position, just as well as you can play the running back position. And I think that when you got guys that can do that and that can understand, you know, the game, you know, in a more broad standpoint from the passing perspective, from a running back perspective, and then obviously be just as dominant, I think that's what can put your game to a new level. But I know that, you know, the one-dimensional type backs are starting to weed out the two-down backs. But when you got guys that can stay on the field and be just as effective in so many other different ways, then that's when I think that, you know, you got a guy that can really affect changing your team and be a huge difference maker.
Bijan Robinson, NFL draft prospect, maybe the only running back who's presumed to go in the first round and maybe high up. You know, a lot of times – in previous generations, here's a flip of that, right? It would be that the top of the draft, you go to a bad team. But people are projecting you maybe to go to the Eagles or the Cowboys. What does it feel like to be at the level you're playing and have a chance to go to a franchise that's poised to make a Super Bowl run?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's obviously a blessing to be in that kind of conversation. But for me, you know, it's such a wide broad for me. Like there's not a set team. You know, it can be anybody really in the draft. And, you know, I understand that, you know, I have projections going to great teams or to, you know, to different teams. But for me, I think it's an opportunity to get my skill sets to a great organization. And Now I just want it to happen. Like now I just want the draft to come and so I can hear my name called to the team that I'm gonna go to, because it's just like so much, you know, anticipation and you know, so much talk about it. But now I just wanted to go down and let it happen so everybody can see it.
So you would be happy no matter where. In other words, you would be happy no matter what city it is.
No doubt. I mean, I think it's just an opportunity for me and my family and, you know, everybody that supported me, just to, you know, be in a new place and then try to make change and be an effect for that team.
But you would be happier if it was the Dallas Cowboys.
Be happy for whoever wanted to play you, B. You know what I mean? That's the answer.
No, he's answering it right. What do you think you need to work on at the next level? I know you can catch the ball out of the backfield, you can detach from the formation, you can run between the tackles. I haven't really watched your pickup game in terms of scanning the protections. The NFL is a little bit different than college, but what is it that you think you need to work on?
Yeah, I mean, I think I can always get better at, you know, as a running back, you know, making sure that I get those protections, you know, locked down to a T. And, you know, especially at the next level, you know, you got guys that are super dominant with the rush game on the side. And that understand, you know, different angles. So just making sure that I focus in on and hone in on that. But I think like at the next level, like, you know, just even finding that veteran that I can really, you know, lock to and understand, you know, what he can do off the field and, you know, trying to just mold my game right as I get to the facility, you know, day one, just so, you know, I have to lay that foundation of what I'm trying to do, you know, for the future comings for the next level. So,
Top NFL draft prospect, former Texas running back Bijan Robinson, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. B, I, you know, a lot of time doing NBA drafts, ESPN would always ask me for comps, and I hated comps, right? Because you would give like one player that be like, oh, he's not him. Like, you're not comparing the full body of work, right? So I've always tried to combine players, like to almost like, hey, the ceiling are these two players combined. Stylistically, if you were to tell the world, like, what is your NFL players comp? Like, who are two players combined that you think most suit your game? Who would those two players be? I'm not saying you can reach those ceilings, but who do you see yourself as, two players combined?
Yeah, I mean, even like you said, like comps, you know, they're definitely different for me. But if I had to choose two players, I'd definitely say like LaDainian Tomlinson, you know, just how he is in space, how he can make people miss, so many different skill sets that he had. I think that's one guy who I'll put in that conversation. And another guy is probably like LeSean McCoy, you know, just making people uncomfortable in situations and putting myself in, you know, just understanding different quarters of the body and you know, the break tackle ability that he had. But I think that those are two dudes that I'll put, you know, as a comparison, just because, you know, you got LT that can catch and, you know, make just as much of a difference in the backfield, or if you line him up anywhere, then he can, you know, in his main position. So I think that those are two comparisons that I would say for sure.
As long as you don't hold the ball out like Shady McCoy, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Bring up Tomlinson, though. I love the Tomlinson comp. And when Matt Miller brought up Marshall Faulk, that was the first thing that popped to mind. Yeah, or LaDainian Tomlinson, but some do-everything back. Who's the best back in the NFL right now, Bijan? Right now. Who you aiming at?
Right now, yeah. I'll probably say – probably Christian McCaffrey. Mm-hmm. Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, I'll do everything back.
Do everything back. Yeah, cause I did those. That's like where the game is headed to. Those do it all type of guys. And Christian McCaffrey, I think he's the dude that does it the best, in my opinion.
You are compared as a prospect to Saquon Barkley, oftentimes. Where are you with that? You like that comparison?
I mean, you know, Saquon, I talk to him all the time. You know, that that's a great comparison. I understand it, but you know, I do want to, you know, be in my game when I get to that league and do some of the things that he did. So yeah, I think that's a good comparison to have, especially like now where I am in my career.
You'll be in the league in about 7 days, buddy. No worries.
That's right.
Yeah,
Bijan Robinson.
Yes, thank best of you. Luck to you, brother.
Yeah,
good luck,
thanks
man.
For joining us this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. No problem. And my bad about earlier.
It's all good. Don't worry about it, man. Technical difficulties, they happen. It happens.
That's right. It is your fault, not our fault.
You should see, we have a conference call every day, and Max still can't get the right internet connection. So it happens.
I happen to be going through a tunnel.
Every day.
Because I work until a certain point.
Max, hey, Bijan, how many times a day do you shower?
Two.
So he showers twice.
Yeah.
We have a dude that worked with us. Mm-hmm. He doesn't shower at all.
Hasn't showered since the mid-90s.
Crazy.
Disgusting,
that's
right?
Crazy.
Disgusting.
That's crazy.
He wants to get on a 6-hour flight to come to my house, get off the plane, and come sit his nasty ass on my couch. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to shower.
Disgusting. You heard that, Pat. Bijan Robinson called you disgusting.
I do shower.
Man. That's great.
All right, B.
All right. Best of luck.
All right, y'all.
Although he doesn't need it, I don't think. All right, guys.
We're going to be just fine, man. He's different.
Jay, you got a game plan coming up, huh?
Are you asking a question or are you telling the audience that I do?
KJM crew, gross or
wait,
not?
Wait, why am I on that list?
You're gross, Max.
No, stop it.
You don't shower
you
after you walk
in the
around
mic
the city.
Every 30 seconds.
You just
seconds.
Get right in your bed, Max.
I don't. I never said that. Jay is doing the Max technique, which is you say something on the radio becomes true.
Yeah. I like. You should give it a name, the Max technique. It's really good. You taught me that.
By the way, that's a racial list right there. It's a racial list. I see what's going on.
Yes.
And I see what's going on.
In the studio, I have to boil the mic to get all the germs off of it.
That's not even a little bit true. Maybe a little bit true. No, it's not a little bit true. I am impeccably clean and neat.
You see all the two and white the guys to the left on the list, man.
Handsome, clearly.
Handsome host.
Handsome, clearly. Don't let the scruff fool you. This is just
a racial
looks
list.
It's so handsome.
See, I can build you up, brother. I got you.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
We're building.
Game plan coming up, ESPN Radio.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Coming up Friday on KJM, as the Hawks face a huge Game 3 against the Celtics, I'm going to tell you why it's time to trade Trae Young. Yeah, hear it from the horse's mouth himself. Me, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, 6 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN2, and ESPNU.
Jay is not the horse, he's the horse's mouth.
I'm the horse's mouth. I'm the horse's mouth himself. Coming up Friday as the Hawks face a huge Game 3 against the Celtics, I'm going to tell you why it's time to trade Trae Young. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, 6 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN2, and ESPNU.
Coming up Friday, we will recap all the playoff action and get you ready for a pivotal Cavs-Knicks game. Coming up Friday, we'll recap all the playoff action and get you ready for a pivotal Cavs-Knicks game three. You're going to get to hear it on ESPN Radio. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, 6 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN2, and ESPNU. Coming up Friday, as Donovan Mitchell gets ready to play in the Garden, I'll tell you why the Knicks will not regret trading for him, even if they win the series. Sorry. Wait, are we in program?
The 76ers take care of business at home, winning games one and two in Philadelphia. Now the series shifts to Brooklyn, where the Nets face a critical Game 3. Coverage begins tonight at 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio. You can also listen on the ESPN app and on SiriusXM Channel 80. Presented by Indeed.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance, and it is time for Jay's Game Plan.
That was a lot more excitement than you gave me yesterday.
All right, I'm trying.
Yep.
I'm learning.
All right. So first up, 7:30 TNT tonight, 76ers versus the Nets. Look, the Nets are going to continue to throw junk defense at Joel Embiid, who's made good reads in their last couple of games. That timeout that you saw Doc Rivers call in the first quarter after they had a poor performance is really a difference maker for the 76ers. I'm not going to waste your time on this series because this series is over, okay? It's been over since they announced what the series was going to
sweep.
Be. It doesn't matter. I don't know. I'm not a pregnant. I don't see.
Did you say you're not pregnant?
No. What?
Oh, okay. I thought you said I'm not a pregnant. I thought, I don't know.
Prognosticator?
You went prognosticator, but you did P-R-E.
I just stopped.
Okay, go ahead.
You're nasty. Jeez. I got the 76ers winning tonight as well. 10 o'clock, Kings, Warriors. Draymond Green not playing. Oof. Something to pay attention to. There was a lot of chatter yesterday, and we heard it from my colleague, J.J. Redick, who I look forward to debating him on First Take, when him and I can run that Duke backcourt together, talking a lot about foul discrepancy and the hindering of freedom of movement. Well, I just want to combat that narrative. Last game, Warriors 26 fouls, Kings 25 fouls. First game, Warriors 25 fouls, Kings 23 fouls.
Couldn't now, be closer.
The Kings have shot a couple more free throws than the Warriors, but you need to see the Warriors defend tonight. We talked about energy and effort for the Lakers in game two on the road against Memphis. Game three tonight at the Chase Center. They are exponentially a better team at home than on the road, but it starts with people like GP II and Andrew Wiggins on the defensive end. Containing the ball in front of you with De'Aaron Fox and Malik Monk is critical. And I also promise you that Sabonis will be a starter tonight and will be playing.
He's questionable.
Questionable. Contusion in the sternum. Moving on. Next game. Suns, Clippers. Look, I see the Suns winning this series. I do. But I don't see the Suns beating the Denver Nuggets. I do not. The Suns still lack depth. And as much as their mid-range game is good, they still need – it feels like after D-Book and Kevin Durant, there are a lot of questions around this team. Campaign has not came back to play yet. We'll see if he's able to play tonight. But that spells CP3 a lot of minutes. And I do believe that Denver is the more complete team. But it leads to this question I'll ask both you and Key Max as we get deeper into this series. I'm going to say, it's not even a question, more of a statement. I'd much rather have Kawhi Leonard than I'd rather have Kevin Durant. I am seeing more and more value with Kawhi Leonard with the strength he brings to the table. Like the physicality, his ability to endure and play through contact. And at the end of the day, there's something about playoff Kawhi, even if you haven't seen it.
His hands seem to grow. Yeah.
It's just, he's always guarding the other team's best player. And he's always, if you needed a bucket, if you needed a guy to get you a bucket at the end of a game, you're telling me you're not going to give the ball to this dude who has the footwork of like Joel Embiid on the perimeter?
He looks like MJ minus the hops.
It's well, and people say, well, you know, the reason why he's different, like you say MJ, right? Or people say, oh, he's similar to Kobe. Like, no, like there was a toughness. There's a physicality. Like Kobe had the skill set. I don't know if Kobe had the same physicality like MJ had. Right? Kawhi has that physicality.
That's what I mean. He's like second career MJ or second three-peat MJ minus the hops.
Like if I were to put Kobe on MJ, I'd be like, all right, that's a – okay. If I were to put Kawhi on MJ, oh my
– MJ torch him.
Oh my.
MJ torch him. But yeah.
I don't think
yeah.
MJ would just torch him like that, man.
You can't put one guy on MJ. It's ridiculous. But Kawhi, I know what
MJ
you mean.
MJ would just torch
well,
Kawhi.
Well, Key, what you said the other day about like his knuckles are dragging on the – when you see Kawhi, especially some reason in the playoffs, it looks like his arms and his hands just grow. Like he's some kind of a superhero with some kind of special arm powers or something.
He definitely has some long-ass arms, for sure. But as far as what you and Jay were just talking about, MJ versus Kawhi on defense, I don't know that that's – I'm sorry, Max. I love MJ, too. Taught me a lot growing up in the sports world, but I'm not just going to give him a win.
It ain't going to be that easy. Not against that dude.
Well, you can't do better than putting Kawhi on MJ. I'm just saying there's no such thing as guarding MJ one-on-one.
Real quick, the key for tonight with that game is how Ty Lue and the Clippers guard all the ball screens, right? Because we said before, first half, they were up on those ball screens, which it made life a little bit difficult for Phoenix before Devin Booker went on that incredible run in the second quarter. Right, but in the second half, they changed up the coverage. They went to more drop coverage, and that's when you saw D-Book and CP3 snaking those ball screens, and they started knocking down all those middies. So look for Ty Lue to junk it up on that PNR pick-and-roll defense.
Kawhi thing is interesting. There was a time where I thought he's the best player in basketball, but I stopped thinking that because a guy like that needs to consistently come up big in the big moments. And after that Denver series, remember he went to LA, but not to where LeBron went, and LeBron was trying to recruit him. He went to the Clippers. He wanted to compete against LeBron. And they were up 3-1 on the Nuggets, and Jamal Murray led him all the way back, and he beat him. And I saw Kawhi, not just Paul George, but Kawhi come up small. I was shocked because he's been such a clutch
bubble.
Player.
Everybody was doing different stuff in the bubble, even though everybody was there.
That may be.
Just, come on, man.
However, the Lakers, very next series, beat those same guys. I need to see Kawhi now. Here we have it. Here's Kawhi versus KD. They don't have Paul George, but it's true, and he's at a disadvantage. But let's see him keep doing this.
Yeah, well, Paul George talked about some mental issues going on in the bubble for him as well. So,
and I didn't watch, and I didn't watch Kawhi carry a team to a championship on his back.
Yep, did it in Toronto.
Yeah,
and won the and won Finals MVP against LeBron in San Antonio. Also, it's not a he's a 2-time Finals MVP with two different franchises. You think he's better than KD in this series? You'd rather have him in this series than KD?
Yes,
saying a lot. The NBA playoffs are on ESPN Radio. Tune in tonight as the Nets host the Sixers, presented by Indeed. Can Kawhi get himself back into the is he the best player in the game conversation?
I mean, if they beat the Phoenix Suns.
Was he ever in that conversation, Jay?
Oh, well, I mean, to Max, yeah.
Yeah.
To Max, he said he was more clutch than Kobe a couple of years ago.
Yeah. He's had, by the way.
I walked off the set of First Take when I
don't know why you did. Kawhi's been one of the most clutch players who's ever lived. He's in the conversation.
He's more clutch than Kobe.
Is Kobe more clutch than him?
Yes.
You sure about that? You want to actually look it up?
Yeah, the sample size is bigger, too.
Sample size is bigger, but Kawhi is
dying on that hill.
Kawhi, I'm not dying at all. Kawhi is a more efficient player.
Well, and that told me to my face that that is no longer the case.
Well, he had a bad series. I have to take it all into account.
Well, after you've taken it all into account, you see how he changed that up?
Wait. So with new evidence, you're supposed to keep the same opinion?
Well, that's why I told you your thesis at that time was wrong.
Max.
No, at that time it was wrong.
So your belief, Mr. Kellerman, is that Kawhi Leonard is a deadlier clutch closer than Kobe Bryant?
Not deadlier clutch closer. That's a different thing.
He was more clutch.
Closer is a different thing. And by the way, I saw Kobe.
We'll talk about this when we come back from break, Max.
I saw Kobe in the fourth quarter miss plenty of shots, too. All right. NBA playoffs are on ESPN Radio. Tune in tonight as the Nets host the Sixers, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations and on Sirius XM Channel 80. Did the NBA get the decision wrong on Draymond Green? ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max were presented by Progressive Insurance. So Draymond Green was not only ejected from the game that Sabonis stayed in. I get it. He's Draymond. He's got a history. See ya. Sabonis stays, you go. Even though Sabonis instigated. But then after the fact, he's also suspended a game. And Joe Dumars, executive VP of the NBA, comes out and says, yeah, he's suspended in the game because not only was there the incident, but he has a history, and his antics to the crowd after the game all added up. Did they get it right or wrong? I think they got it wrong. Jay, did they get it right or wrong?
I've said from the beginning I thought they got it wrong.
Key, just on the record, did they get it right or wrong?
They got it right.
Key says they got it right. Are we right? Or are we right? Are Jay and I right, or are Jay and I right? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, 888
right.
ESPN.
This guy is so slick, man. He's the best.
Tori in Atlanta. You're on KJM.
Yes, sir. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
What up, T?
I'm just playing. I had to come on with the wrestling vibe. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what this seems like. I think Keyshawn is the only one right now that's really talking sense. You know what I'm saying? I think Dumars was right with his assessment. the offenses were not equal. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like Sabonis had Draymond in a drop toe hold or sharpshooter or something like that.
Can we see the video on ESPNU? Hold on. Since you said he didn't have it, let's just look at the video on ESPNU while you're saying. Okay, continue. Looks like some kind of an MMA hold to me.
I'm just saying, though. It is, you know, still, man. Even with that, we see grabs and stuff like that happen all the time. You get a tech. You know what I'm saying? So that's what happens.
Start, none, won't be none.
No, Tori, check this out.
I mean,
out,
I feel you. Hey, but Tori, I would say a stomp is kind of equivalent to a punch, wouldn't you say? In a sense, check, as far check, as, you know what I'm saying?
Check this out, though, Tori. See, the reason I think they got it right is because being a repeat offender, and I would just think that Draymond's smart enough without somebody verbally telling him he has a warning that he would already know based on his history that he wouldn't put himself in this type of position. If you notice, guys like LeBron James, when people start agitating him and barking at him, Jay, he lets it just kind of go over his head. I would like to see Draymond do that, but that's not his personality. And if it's not your personality and you fall into the personality of retaliating, doing whatever the case is, when you know good and damn well that they got binoculars on you and you still going to do something, come on now. You know better than this, Jay. You can't do that.
Well, first off, I want to say this. Last year with the Brandon Clark incident, like I was the one that called for him to get ejected because I thought that was dirty. So
I don't remember it.
Well, I remember it because I remember the game specifically, and I remember the time being on set talking about it. Like, so this is not somebody who is a Draymond Green apologist or somebody that's condoning dirty play. I just know one – dirty play begets another dirty play.
True.
Right? So for me, I have a problem, Key, with punishing the retaliator because knowing in that moment that while he's trying to pick his foot up, he's holding on. Was there a pop on the chest? Yeah, I recognize that. But like now all of a sudden to say, well, it's additional the way that when you add extra color towards it about, well, his conduct was detrimental to the league. Post the act. I'm like, what was detrimental to the league? I'm going to really push back on that one. There's prior history. 2016 prior history? Like, are we going back to 2016? Like, are we going?
Hey, Jay, you think that the reason Dumars had to basically hold a press conference is because they know they got it wrong? There was enough pushback in the media?
Well, if they were thinking about it all day long, right. It wasn't absolute. It wasn't like black or white.
I think there's wiggle room. I feel like if they could do it again, they wouldn't do it.
If there wasn't wiggle room, if it wasn't murky, don't you think they would have an answer a lot quicker? You think they would tell you that, oh, this is black and white? It shouldn't take them all day long to debate.
Here's the other thing. This was an unforced error on the part of the NBA. This was not a difficult one, and they got it wrong. They just got it wrong, and it wasn't that hard. Not to me. I know, Key, you feel differently.
I don't think they got it wrong, man. I think that they looked at everything in history, and I know, Jay, you say 2016, but again, where's the hiatus period in between? Like, he's constantly getting technicals. He's constantly barking at people in the stands. And you say conduct detrimental. Maybe they look at it as they don't want the league to look a certain way. And they're trying to send a message by doing that.
What the league is looking a certain way already, Key. We have players that are saying people say, you know, defamation type things to them in the stands and getting them kicked out. It can't work both ways.
It looked to me like what he did to the fans was harmless. I'm not saying he didn't say bad things I don't know about.
It does look harmless, and as far as I'm concerned, so what? If the fans say something, I'm gonna say something back.
Yeah, he's saying, hey, what are you saying?
But I'm taking the league's point of view, what they're looking at. It's not my point of view. Because if I was Draymond's teammate, I'd be barking back at the fans too. But I'm just talking about the league is looking at.
When I was on Get Up, Wendy was on the show, and he was talking about the fact that the league has typically taken softer approaches as it relates to penalties. And he gave the example of the Dallas Mavericks, you know, throwing a game essentially, right? At the end of the season, which was a really big thing. And they just got a slap on the wrist. They got a fine, right? Even though people have known that they have done it before. So I think a lot of people around the league are just a little bit shocked that, wow, okay, it went to this degree where there's going to be a one-game suspension after he got the ejection.
One of the truth, I only think there's one way out of this for the league now. Warriors win game three.
Why did Warriors... they do it to Draymond then, Dre?
We know why.
Dre, call me Dre.
Why?
Dr. Dre.
Why? Why did they just single him out then?
888-SAY-ESPN. Now we're really going to get to your calls.
I understand.
Last segment of this show is going to be your calls on the Draymond decision.
You sure, Max, you're going to let it be that call?
Do you agree with me? I didn't say anything for the last 2 minutes. You're the one who's talking about it.
Your watch is wrong, man. That expensive watch.
So, 888-SAY-ESPN. Are Jay and me right about this? Or on the other hand, are Jay and me right about this? Keyshawn, Jay Willimax, ESPN Radio.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Did the NBA get the decision wrong to not only eject but suspend Draymond Green based on some kind of imaginary probation, apparently, they had him on that they never actually put him on? Benjamin in Los Angeles. Never mind that, Key. Benjamin in Los Angeles. You're on KJM, ESPN Radio.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, fellas. Hey, I'm back. But first, I got to say, y'all made me realize how nasty these planes are, because I swear I'd be down there jumping in the shower with my clothes on trying to get that funk off of me. So exactly. Y'all definitely made me realize that. But anyway,
watch yourself with bleach, Benjamin.
Hey, that funk ain't no joke on them planes. It's nasty on them things, man. So, bro, you got to hop in the shower, bro, as soon as you get to the crib off of them planes, man. That's just the real. But anyway, Draymond, man, like one of the callers made a point that, you know, I got 2 points, but one of the callers made a point that him getting ejected with only 7 minutes left in the game might have played a role. But I wanted to say in regards to the conduct detrimental, on NBA Today, Joe Dumars said that they took into account the malice in the palace with that conduct detrimental because of the fact that he was saying a word to the fans. Now, the fans got to be respectful, but, you know, the employee, the AKA, the professional athlete, can't react the same way that the fans is reacting.
You're right. One's a professional, one's not. One paid money to be entertained, and the other is at his place of work. He needs professional conduct. I agree with that. By the way, I get the 7 minutes, too. There's not a lot of time left in the game, but that's when Sacramento's offense came alive, too. Maybe it determined the game. So I think time served is time served. Anthony in Virginia.
He didn't even get a chance to get his second point.
It's all right.
He just cut him right off.
Anthony in Virginia. We got a lot of people to get to. Anthony in Virginia. You're on KJM ESPN Radio. And so are we, actually.
Gentlemen, first time caller, and I've realized that this sports talk experience, I feel like when I was a teenager and you call the girl and she puts you on hold while she goes eats dinner, does her hair, and you're just listening to the background. That's how I feel this morning.
Put on hold by a girl who ate dinner and did her hair, and you just waited on the phone?
Yeah.
I don't know if she was the right girl for you, man.
You remember the teenage years. She was hot. She was hot.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
No, Ant, you should have hollered at me, man.
What I want to say is,
stop, Key.
What you mean?
Key, I got to agree with you, bro. As I've listened to you yesterday, you brought up a person, and I'm a Grizzlies fan, so I'm going to try to take that out of it. But I think we're not talking about the malicious intent. Now, we see this all the time, guys trying to stop somebody from getting up down the court easier, make the numbers work for him. And I think Sabonis, when he fell, it looked like he fell, tried to grab him to prevent him from moving, get numbers in his order. But what I saw with Draymond was the malicious intent of what he tried to do. And this just couples with all he did. And, Key, you brought up Meta World Peace yesterday. That's on your team. You know, on the Grizzlies, we got Dillon Brooks, and there's times he does some things, and I'm like, man, I can't get behind that. So I think the NBA is trying to take this maliciousness now. Like, even with Ja now, some of the things he's got going on off the court, it's a bad look for the NBA, and they're trying to clean this up. And when they see that malicious intent, I think they got to take a step in that. You don't want that in the game. You don't want somebody coming at it.
That's interesting. We got it, Anthony. We got it. We got it. Where there was more malice in what Dre did. Jay, I mean, this is really to you. Do you believe that? I think that's an interesting point that Draymond made it clear, I'm trying to give you the business, and he won slick about it.
Yeah. That's why he got ejected.
But he could have, you know what he could have did, though, Jay? He could have just walked over him. Like, his foot was already on him.
Yeah.
He could have pressed and walked off. He jumped, and when he jumped, it brought extra.
Well, he tried to get his foot out. That's why he jumped.
This is what I love about
it. But he could have.
Look, he's riding his.
They're just going to walk now.
Okay, this is why everybody's a Monday morning quarterback.
Yeah.
This is what he should have done.
Thursday morning.
Yeah. Like, when you're in the scenario, and by the way, this wasn't the first. Like Sabonis was doing stuff throughout the course of the game now where he was extremely physical with multiple people. It wasn't like this is the first time they had physical interaction. He had literally tried to drag Draymond down on the ground a couple of possessions before. So
Dre said it happened the game before. I mean, whatever the game.
Well, that was Malik Monk. He said Malik Monk.
Was it Malik Monk?
Yeah.
Okay. I know he said it's happened twice.
Key's that friend where you're like, yo, I got jumped. There were five dudes. Yo, if I was there, this is what I would have done.
Well, you weren't there, damn it.
Well, no.
He tried to get his foot out of that little foot lock. That's why it was up in the air, so he brought it down.
If you're getting jumped by five dudes, I'm probably not your friend to begin with.
Wait. What?
Sometimes that can't be helped. If you're getting jumped by five dudes, I'm probably not your friend because I'm not going to surround myself with a dude that's getting jumped by five dudes to begin with.
Why?
Not going
to
happen.
Why? You think you have to do something to deserve to get jumped necessarily? That's not how it works.
Well, you know, if you're getting jumped by five dudes, you probably put yourself in a very bad position.
Or maybe you're just on the train. you might just be on the train.
I'll ride the train.
Marcus in San Antonio.
You got sucker punched for your Pirates hat. Yeah. Nobody's going to be there for you.
Like, yeah, what'd you do to get your Pirates hat jacked?
I had a Pirates hat.
That's what I'm saying. You get jumped when you're seven.
I jumped when I was like eight.
They took your Dave Parker clean off your head.
They didn't have to jump.
Key, if I was there, I would have done this, and I would have kept my Dave Parker hat.
You sound like Rocky Balboa with that voice.
Marcus San Antonio, you're on KJM ESPN Radio.
It's Kellerman, kid.
Good morning, fellas. Happy 420. I'm from San Diego, not San Antonio. It's all good, though, Max. I just wanted to call
up Nuno again. Nuno, good.
Got us again, Nuno.
Hey, listen. You're too smart to mess up like that, Max. But look, fellas. The only thing more disgusting than Pat not taking showers is listening to Jay and Matt try to defend the most despicable villain in sports right now. This guy done kicked people. Listen. He kicked people in the groin. LeBron showed you how to handle it to step over someone. This guy's antics try to win the Warriors ring. So the Boston Celtics should have grabbed his leg last year when he was pushing Jaylen Brown. They might have a ring right now. So shout out to Sabonis for actually doing something and saying, we're not going to let Draymond's antics keep us from a ring. So Jay had the nerve to sarcastically say, good job, Sabonis. If I'm Sabonis,
no,
coach,
I wasn't being sarcastic.
You're going to win. Hey, Sabonis is going to win the Kings of Ring. He's not going to let Draymond's antics. The Warriors are sore losers. He sits there and does these dirty plays. You just said you thought he was dirty, but you're not defending him. Come on, y'all. Y'all could have spent more time talking about hygiene because it's obvious he crip walked on a man's chest. He crip walked on his chest.
That's why he got ejected from the game. But by the admission of the league, that's not what gave him the suspension. That's why he got ejected. I'm with you. Throw him out of the game, right? He got suspended, according to Joe Dumars, also because he wasn't properly deferential in the presence of the commissioner, basically, right? Oh, isn't that kind of really what it is? Adam Silver sitting there watching. No. He got suspended by the league because this has had incidents in the past. He's been punished already.
Like I said, there's no telling what could have happened. And you say it's not the malice in the palace. But Joe Dumars did look at that as a reasoning for his suspension, as past behavior is such. And then you look at what happened in Detroit. I mean, you gotta look at that sort of stuff, man. You can't just – it's not as easy as we like Draymond. We're going to put our blinders on and keep it moving.
Should we sneak in one last call here, guys?
Wait, wait. I think we have. Oh, oh my goodness! This is a side by side.
Man, what the hell? Keith Kuiper
and
Keith. Like,
is that your cousin? Is this
Keyshawn Kuiper Jr.
Like Chris Paul and what's the other Paul? State Farm.
Cliff Paul. No, I'm going to claim race here, and it says UCLA wide receiver. These dudes. Star of a 1980 movie.
Belly.
These dudes are so yeah.
That's Rico. Rico from Omaha cleaned up his act, Rico went and got a degree, and now he's selling real estate.
Rico Johnson. Can you do my taxes, cuz, please?
See, I feel like this is race.
I need some renters and
Rico got out of the game. Rico. He dropped out the game, went and got his degree, now he's selling real estate, and there he is, Rico Johnson.
Like here back.
Looking back. Before using a whole bottle of grease in his hair in the morning.
Mel Kiper Johnson. Y'all so damn stupid.
Mel Kiper Johnson.
Key Kiper.
Key Kiper.
Oh, yeah, or Key Kiper Jr. Key Kiper lots Jr. of different permutations.
Come on, Max, who do you think the Giants should take? Tell me now.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max. I hope Zay Flowers. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. See you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.